Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
The fact that the Attorney General, the top cop in our country, lied under oath to the American people is grounds for him to resign.
Nancy Pelosi right there
from beyond the grave.
I'm kidding. Am I?
Really?
I'm kidding, maybe. It's a joke. I don't wish her any harm. Come on now. We're having a little fun here. We're amongst friends. Happy Friday. It is National Employee Appreciation Day. And I say to all my employees, you're welcome. You have a job. There. My God, national. What did you say was the other one, Phil, that you just told me about?
Oh,
National Rare Disease.
National Rare Disease Day was celebrated February
28th. What is that even? What? Dude, you are so lucky you have the Ebola virus. Nobody else has that. You're like, you're doing stuff that nobody else has. That's why you're ahead of the game. Happy Friday, people. Chad Benson Show, thanks so much for making us part of your day. Friday. I'm excited. Jim Kennedy's coming in next hour from the Kennedy Institute of Public Policy Research. He's going to take this dog and pony show out for a spin. Did you see that Arnold's left the job? Said, no more, apprentice. I quit. No more. California, crush your soul. I'm coming back. I should be president. So he's bounced. Says he's done with the apprentice. Says that the fact that Trump was still involved with the show, a lot of negativity out there. So a lot of whining. And in truth, it has run its course, right? Nobody cares. Nobody wants to watch B-movie actors and actresses and over-the-hill models compete to try to win something. Boy, hey, do you want to know where rich people get richer? No. So he's quit. It's over. It's fine. I'm done. Crush your soul. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, CHADBENSON, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Yesterday, got a lot of response when it comes to Jeff Sessions and the whole Sessions thing. Some of it's negative, some of it's positive. Some people are saying, look, Chad, you called him a liar, but then you walked it back. And then, look, false statements, right? How about that? False statements. We could say that. Was it a lie? Did he misspeak? I don't know. Does it really mean anything? Because I don't think he should resign. I think to ask him to resign is stupid. Today, I saw the tweets from the president, Chuck Schumer hanging out with Putin, and, the same ambassador that he met with. You saw him breaking bread with Nancy Pelosi. Nobody's saying he shouldn't have been there. And nobody's saying what they did was different. Chuck Schumer tweeted out, yeah, that was 2003. If you want to have me under oath talk about the meeting, I will. There you go. It's just so convoluted and so weird. Like, who cares at this point in time? Find out if there's a transcript of it. Look at it. Say, look, this guy didn't talk about any of this stuff. We all move on with our lives. Period. Can we just do that? There are bigger things out there than this crap. We have a nation to get back on track. We've got rising health care costs. We've got a disappearing Obamacare replacement that nobody seems to be able to find. We got Elton John pissed off because nobody wants to play his music because he's 143. Right? We got stuff. We got big news. We got things going on. We got this lunatic, Juan Thompson, who apparently made threats to the several different Jewish community centers and the ADL headquarters, that's the Anti-Defamation League. I'll be honest with you. So here's the thing. He made threats. He says his motive was harassing an ex-lover. He was already on its radar for writing fake news stories on the Charleston Church gunman. And he was upset with his girlfriend. He thought he'd win her back or do something if he made threats. I don't know how that is a good idea. Like, are you sitting, is there a brainstorming meeting somewhere? Are you sitting around going, I got an idea. Now, I know she said she doesn't want to be with me anymore, but I really, really love her. And she would fall even more in love with me if I threatened to kill Jews. It's like, what? What's wrong with you? How is that a good idea? Right, Producer Phil? Whatever happened to crazy?
Whatever happened to crazy?
That's just, that's insane. That is insane. And the funny thing is, it's not funny, but he's a black guy. And Trump is getting blamed for all this anti-Semitic crap that he, no matter what he does, it doesn't matter. Because everybody's holding Trump responsible for anything bad that happens out there, any race crime, anything, it's Trump's fault because he said something during the campaign about criminals coming here from Mexico, which apparently, if you decipher that and play it backwards, it says, I hate Jews. I don't know what it says. I don't know how you read stuff like that into it. That's what he did. He said something about that. Next thing you know, boom, it's everybody else's fault. That to me. But how this Juan Thompson guy thought at any point in time that the way to win back your girlfriend, your ex-lover, or whatever they're calling, that's what they're calling, an ex-lover, the way to win that person's heart back is by threatening to kill innocent people. Whatever happened to crazy? I think we found it. I absolutely think we found it. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Sessions, media, 88% of the media out there, apparently, according to a right-leaning media research group, says that the media coverage of Trump the first 45, 50 days or so has been very negative or hostile. I'll agree it's been very negative, hostile. It goes both ways. He's been hostile as well. I don't think that the media has been, you know, I don't think they've been 100% to blame. But you could throw a lot of that in there. So you guys have done some stuff. You absolutely have. And he's done some stuff as well. I think the media has done a little bit more. But I'm okay with that, you know? Now you know where it's coming from. You got it in front of you, right? You got it in front of you. You know where it's coming from. You know what's going to happen. You know who the people are. You know what the culprits are. You know what you're going up against. And you've got that figured out in the first 2 months. So you get an understanding of what you're going to be facing for the next 3+ years. There you go. I know what it is. Now, just do what you said you were going to do, and the world's a better place. The world's going to be a better place. A lot of hate yesterday about me for Sessions. It's funny because I never once said he should resign. I never once said he was a bad human being. I've always said that I don't think anything untoward has happened, that he had participated in anything. I got a lot of tweets and, you know, people saying, hey, look, I think you're right about that. Somebody said it wasn't a lie, it was a false statement. Semantics? A little bit? Misspoke, another person said. He misspoke. Well, I mean, it is what it is. He's not going anywhere. I don't think he should go anywhere unless they found out something that should have happened. But this is what you're going to get. You know who the media is. You know what you're going to go up against. You know what the fights are going to be. At this point in time, let it roll. Get this thing over with. Get this Russia thing behind you. If I'm the president, I'm getting it behind me. I'm getting out in front of it. I'm going to take care of everything I possibly can. I'm going to show all that I possibly can. I'm going to make it known to everybody. We're going to sort this thing out. We're going to put this witch hunt behind us, and we're going to move. And if anybody's done something that they shouldn't have done, if anybody has done anything, we are going to make sure that they're prosecuted to the fullest. And guess what happens? It all goes away. And if there is something there and it's on a bigger plane, then we'll figure it out. But until then, the more that you ignore, the more that you turn and say that, you know what, we're not going to deal with this way. I'd want it out in the open. I want it done. I don't think President Trump has done anything wrong. I don't think Mike Pence has done anything wrong. I don't think Sessions has done anything wrong. Tillerson, Manafort, any of these people. Manafort and them, there's some questions there. But again, there's been no influencing of the election via them going in and changing election results. So let's just move on, shall we? 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. What's next for Obamacare? Some interesting stuff that Rand Paul said today that I find to be eerily similar to several years ago when there was another thing that the Democrats were pushing out there. And what happened before? We got to take it. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
I'm very confident that our email practices were in full compliance with all of Indiana's laws. And my service as vice president, there's no comparison whatsoever between Hillary Clinton's practice, having a private server, mishandling classified information, destroying emails when they were requested by the Congress and by officials. We have fully complied with all Indiana's laws. We had outside counsel review all of my private email records to identify any emails that ever referenced or mentioned business, state business related activities. And as Indiana law requires, we transferred all of those to the state of Indiana subject to the public access laws.
Mike Pence right there, he's in a little hot water, at least some people like to think he is, about his emails using a private email. And you heard him there. He did everything. He complied with everything in every way, shape, or form. The governor of Indiana, I don't care about where his email, I don't care if he's using a Gmail. I don't. People who work at the White House, I want them on special secured servers, right? I don't know what's happening in Indiana, but I doubt it's super high-end, could get us in super mega trouble, could end the world. Could get state secrets out, literally state secrets. Did you guys know that this is the Hoosier State? Whoa, my God. Jacob in Indiana, what's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to say, I just think it's asinine for the liberal media to try to compare these two. I mean, you heard the sound bites. Hillary did not sound like that when she was trying to explain the mess she was in. She had a private server in her bathroom to hide her emails. Completely different. They're just blown it out of proportion, like always.
Absolutely. 110% I agree, man. I appreciate that. Thanks so very much. Again, it's this is what they're going to do. They're going to tie things together. They're going to put things together. They're going to do all they possibly can. I find it to be a bunch of malarkey. That's what I find it. 844-DIG-CHAT. Let's do a little what's next. I found this very interesting as we think about what's next for Obamacare and health care. Rand Paul said something today. That I've been reading about, but nobody seems to want to talk about, which is the Republicans and how they're dealing with the repeal of Obamacare. And when they talk about the fact that they've got a bill out there, the problem is nobody's seen the bill. It's super secret hiding.
The bill that I'm hearing about through the media, since I haven't been allowed to see it, is it has several components of Obamacare.
Several components of Obamacare. He hears about it from the media. I don't like that. He's a Republican. Shouldn't he be reading this? He's a doctor, right? Last time I checked. It makes me uncomfortable. Because the last time we had one of these bills where we didn't get to read it and it had to do with health care is the reason we're talking about having a new bill, because that last bill ended up being a little bit more expensive, a little bit more of a pain in everybody's ass. Right? Crazy. Indeed. You would think they would have learned, right, Rand?
But we should all read it. I have the feeling that it's going to go through some House committees. It's going to be kept secret until it gets to them. And then it's going to come to the Senate, but it's not going to go to any committees.
What's next for healthcare is, are we going to have a rolling out of something that we're not at? Two things are happening here. Either one is this thing is not complete, or what I think is most likely true is there are some things in there that are eerily similar to Obamacare, like he said, and people, especially a lot of constituents of these same people who wrote this bill, of these same Republicans, are going to go, wait a minute, this is Obamacare, but name something different. You promised something wholly different. I don't think it's put together, but I think there's too much similarity probably, and that getting out will probably be a big hit to a lot of these men and women. I don't know whose bill it is. I don't know who's authored it. I don't know what's in it. Nobody else seems to know what's in it. Apparently it's kept in a basement. That's about it. That's what people know. Nobody's actually read the thing, except for the people that authored it. I don't like that. Shouldn't we have a... Shouldn't the whole thing be, what can we all do together to make something better for all of us? Just curious. What's next for Obamacare's replacement? God only knows. But if it's anything like the last one where we have to pass it to read it, that scares the hell out of me. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook. At Chad Benson Show, Twitter. Chadbenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, as somebody did. 323-538-2423. Indiana's secrets are extremely classified as highly dangerous. Did you know that nuclear bombs are made out of corn and soybeans? Soybeans. Corn and soybeans. And love. Don't forget love. Made out of love, too, kids. Made out of love. Call the program 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Lots of outrage out there. Most of it's fake. And he's back. Maybe the world's worst dad? Wait till you hear this. Chad Benson's show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
That is me, party people. Hope you're doing well on this beautiful Friday. I'm doing great. Moral outrage. We see it all the time, right? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. People get angry. They express their outrage on behalf of the victim. Of somehow this victim has been damaged and hurt, so they come to the rescue. They do that via Twitter. They do that via Instagram. They become social justice keyboard cowboys. The warriors that they are, using their keyboards to fire off something or maybe make a clever meme or whatever it is. In the latest edition of Motivation and Emotion, which is amazing read, Professor Zachary Rothschild and University of Southern Mississippi Psychology Professor Lucas A. Kiefer say that essentially it's self-serving. That morals and the outrage, your moral outrage that you have, right, of screaming and yelling and being upset and raging about the injustice of one person being hurt or becoming a victim or an animal that you see that's been slayed, that you freak out over something like that. And in the end, what it really is it's a way for you to self-serve your ego, your emotions. That is awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Feelings of guilt are a direct threat to one's sense that they're a moral person. And according to research on guilt, it finds that this emotion elicits strategies aimed at alleviating guilt that do not always involve undoing one's actions. These findings suggest that feelings of moral outrage, long thought to be grounded solely in concerns with maintaining justice, may indeed sometimes reflect efforts to maintain a moral identity. Translation, it's all fake bravado. Doesn't mean that you don't feel some sympathy or empathy for somebody, but you're all about maybe getting your empathy on, maybe getting your sympathy on, maybe getting your, hey, look at me, I'm outraged. We should all be outraged with me because I'm angry at a situation that's currently took place and I'm anger smurf and everybody pay attention to me. Moral outrage. Moral. I always hearken back to Cecil the Lion, who was destroyed. He was killed by a dentist. So wrong, too. Just destroyed. The outrage of an animal that you did not know the day before, that you did not care about the day before, and his untimely death at the hands of what is known to be probably the most evil human being on planet Earth, the dentist from Minneapolis. Producer Phil, in your life, have you ever heard of anybody as evil as that dentist from Minneapolis?
No, as a matter of fact, Chad, I am morally outraged by it.
I am outraged with you, Phil. Let's get a meme together. Truth was that nobody cared. Nobody cares about the people in Zimbabwe. Nobody cared about the plight of the other animals there, meaning the other males that were of reproducing age but were kept away by Cecil. Happens a lot. You hear about hunters that get to go over to these places, and a lot of times it's an older male who is no longer reproducing at the same level, which they need them to do. They sell a license to a guy who goes over and hunts it, or maybe a girl, and that money goes back into the conservation of the animals. And with him being gone, that allows the other males to reproduce. Boom. Wow. I don't understand that. So the outrage that came, the overreaction, the freaking out, but it's a me generation, right? Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, it's all about me. It is all about me. Celebrity dies. People post things that are sad about a celebrity as if, so-and-so died, and you don't understand how he or she touched my life. Somebody look at me. Somebody else has died. No. It's all fake. It is. It's all fake. I love that show, Adam Ruins Everything. He ruins giving, which I find to be hilarious. But he singularly ruins giving, talking about the fact that most people give to make themselves feel better. They don't give out of the kindness of their heart. And 90 times out of 100, they give something that the people that need don't really need. Right? You go and you clean out your pantry and give them a bunch of food that you wouldn't eat because you think they're homeless. They'll eat anything. Most of that stuff they throw away. You're just doing an errand. You're just doing housework. They need money. It's crazy. But we do it because it makes us feel better. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But I do like the fact that at least it's being pointed out that most people have a little narcissism even when they're trying to do right. Chad, that's rude. It's true, though. It's true. That's why, be like me. I don't do anything nice. Therefore, there's no narcissism there in the sense of, hey, look at me. It's just narcissism and saying, but he's selfish. I'm just kidding. I do some nice things. Not that nice, but I do some nice stuff. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Ah. I don't know if we should do, should we do the crazy dude who's back in the news, who wants to change his name here, Phil? Or should we save it for next hour?
Save it for next hour.
Save it for next hour. I love this. Kids are getting ready to go to school. This I found to be really interesting. A guy named Cal Cheney, Campus Consultants, is talking about debt. And he's got, they've got this, because, you know, a lot of kids now, especially your kids getting ready, You're applying to 1,000 schools, trying to get themselves into school. And what's the thing that we're worried about? We're worried about the crushing debt that's out there. And there's lots of it. Kids are worried about how they're going to pay for school. He gives great advice on how to pay for school. And some of it is absolutely hilarious. Like, who didn't think of this? This is Cal Chaney from Campus Consultants.
The best way to pay for college is to have someone else pay for you, and you do that by being assertive with getting aid, both the need-based aid and the merit-based money.
Okay, so did you get that, Phil? The best way to have some to go to college and to come out with no debt is to get someone else to pay for you.
Sounds like a plan to me.
I believe that's called a sugar daddy, right? Is that what that is? But no, what he's saying is, you go and you do all you can to find the grants and all of the stuff that you possibly can that's not going to cost you a ton of money, right? So you may have some school to pay for, but if you can do a lot of financial aid and grants where you don't have to pay that stuff back, that's good. And then if not, you go to, isn't there a sugardaddy.com? Isn't there one of those things out there? I think there is. Sugar Daddy, let's look that up. This is the other thing he talks about, and I find this to be very intriguing because my friend went through this with his daughter who started at UCLA this year.
It may be cheaper to go to a more expensive private college that's going to meet your need in full. Your need is the difference between the cost less what you're expected to pay. And if they'll meet that in full, it could be cheaper to go to the private college than go to a state university, which may not meet your need in full.
All right, so what he's saying is that private schools, some of those big Ivy League schools, your kid can get in, but you're worried about whether or not you can pay for it. Well, this year, my buddy, him and his wife do quite well. Probably, you know, I mean, well is a relative term. Again, it's California, but they make in the, they you know, between the two, they make mid six figures, you know, $150,000, $200,000. She got into a lot of schools. UCLA is where she's going. It's costing, it's going to cost them $25,000 a year, right around there. She got into Brown. It had been free. He'd have qualified for financial aid because to other people in Brown, they're poor. Think about that for a second. UCLA is going to cost him like $23,000 a year. And she could have gone to Brown, an Ivy League school, and they'd have paid for her. So sometimes going to that state school, that other school you may get into, we can't pay for it. Oh, they'll figure out a way to pay for it. Rich schools will do that. I love that. That's crazy. Just having that Ivy League, right? Just being an Ivy Leaguer. Dartmouth, Columbia, Brown, Harvard, Yale. We leave anybody out? I feel like we left one out. So that's the best way to get your kid into college and to pay for it. Find all the grants you possibly can. So there is a sugardaddy.com. That's what we're hearing. Sugardaddyforme.com. Not that I'm signing up, but what's that costing?
You know me. I'm a splendid
Princeton.
Daddy.
You're a splendid daddy. I love that. That's an urban word that we've thrown out there. At least splendid daddy. But that is the... So we left out Princeton. So, but... It's a, I guess you, is it just young women? Is that what it is? All right, there you go. So sugardaddyforme.com. So that's a one way you could pay for school, I guess, or whatever. I don't know if it's for college or if they just want stuff. Some people just probably want stuff. Oh, experience luxury, it says. Want to ride around in my Oldsmobile? Three of the four windows work. What's up, baby? The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. Hey, thousands of people out there looking for a home security system. You are, and you're calling around, and you're talking to all these people, and they're sending out their salesmen, and their salesmen are trying to scare you into signing this long-term contract that's going to cost you a ton of money, and in the end, it's not going to be right for you. Because you're going to be stuck in this. And you're essentially getting robbed by contract. That's no way to protect your home. I got a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts, none. You're going to get award-winning 24/7 protection, named the best in the industry, and that is important. You want the best, don't you? You're protecting your stuff, and you're protecting your family. Security professionals will be watching your house, ready to instantly send the police. And for just $14.99 a month, that's less than half of what most companies charge, you can protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafe.com/Benson. Check out their new high-definition camera, which is amazing, very high-def. Plus, you can get 10% off any order, but that's only at SimpliSafe.com/Benson. That's SimpliSafe.com/Benson. You will love it. You will thank me you did. No contracts, and they will protect your loved ones and you. And that camera is cool, and it's so easy to set up. I did it, and if I can do it, anybody can do it. Say what next? Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Say what, y'all? Say what? Say what? Little say what here. By the way, I just saw that Trump is going back down to Mar-a-Lago. He's not apparently a fan of the Camp David. It's rustic. He's not into rustic. He's into loud and gaudy. Maybe if they made it a little loud and gaudy. It's like, look, we replaced everything here with gold and giant Roman arches. He'd be like, all right, I'm showing up. Showing up. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844. Chad, that's fake news. Troy in Oklahoma, you want to talk about fake news and Trump.
Hello?
Hi, Troy. This is where you speak.
Hey, Chad. Hey, first, I appreciate you having me on the show. You had made a comment that Trump should be putting out disinformation in order to catch some of the people who are out there pumping fake news out into the world. And on the face of it, it sounds like you said, and I give you credit for that. It's just a thought. But the problem with that is you're perpetuating the game. And first of all, while Trump is something of a game player, not at that level. I think that it's very bad for him to engage in the game. We have laws and rules. And especially when it comes to classified information, I say you enforce the law.
Well, you enforce the law if you can catch somebody. You can't enforce the law if you don't catch somebody, Troy, and therein lies the magical problem. And it's not just Trump's administration. Every administration, there's leaks everywhere. And so this one just happens to be reported on a lot more. Obama, there was tons of leaks with Obama, but it would go to places like CNN, and they probably weren't going to jump on it the same way a Fox would. So they wouldn't jump on it until they knew they had to jump on it. And that's the problem. So the problem is, you know what? If you're going to play the game, he's going to play a game. That's what he does. I appreciate your call, man. We got to jump. He's going to play a game because that's what he does. You might as well play the game. He may be playing a game for all we know at this point in time. I don't know. What I do know is I don't know when it comes to Trump. And I think a lot of people feel that way. You think he's going to zig, he zags. You think he's going to go left, he goes right. You don't know what he's going to do. What we do know is he's going down to Mar-a-Lago. Everybody's like, why would he do that? It's like, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you want to go to Mar-a-Lago? Golf, it's your country club. You own it. Will it cost? Oh, they all cost to stop. It's so funny now when the Republicans talked about how much it costs to send Michelle to Hawaii or somewhere. No, the left ignored the hell out of it. Now they're bitching about it because it cost X amount of dollars to watch her in Manhattan and the kids and the whole nine yards. Enough. You know what? Enough. We waste enough money. Goodness me. Talk about hypocrisy. I had a friend that was addicted to this, and it was weird. But yes, nasal spray, you can get addicted to, and you can become a junkie. I had a friend, too, that was also, you know what they were addicted to? Same guy, got rid of the nasal spray. You know what he became addicted to? Chapstick. It was weird. But apparently, you can become very addicted to it. Fitness trainers talk about the fact that she needed not only to participate in high-impact exercise, but also teach it, so she started taking Afrin, the innocuous nasal decongestant. She bought it at a drugstore. It worked great, immediate and completely. But then it got worse. She said, I found myself needing to use it more often to continue the effect for helping her breathing. She lives in Denver now. She said she ended up being dependent on the spray for years and eventually needed to use it up to 10 times a day. While coming down was worse than before, I hadn't even started using it. Now, if you have to, is there an NA meeting for that? Is that an NA thing where you go? Like, how do you say that? Yeah, it's like, yeah, it is nasal spray anonymous. NSA. Could you imagine going to those? Like, everybody else is like, I'm addicted to opioids, and I'm addicted to heroin, and I'm addicted to this. And it's like, I am addicted to Afrin. I'm addicted to ChapStick. Yeah, ChapStick Anonymous. I'm so sorry. You guys have no idea what I'll do for some Burt's Bees right now. God, you guys have no idea the shame. I need Burt's Bees. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. I believe the wheels have come off this bus big time. We're about ready to flip over. Who knows what will happen next? It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.